We have some events coming up. Guns N' Hoses basketball game. First ever time for the PD to go up against the FD in basketball. It'll be Sunday, April the 7th at 4 p.m. at the Bryan High School gym. Admission is $2. Benefits the Brazos Valley Boys and Girls Club. The concession stand will be open. There will be a raffle and some halftime entertainment.
Do we know about that yet?
No.
Okay.
It seems to be a guarded secret.
All right.
And we still have our archery shoot, 3D memorial shoot, is coming up May the 11th. Brazos County Archery Club is helping us with that. We do have need of business sponsors for each of the target locations. That's kind of it's a round robin type archery contest, and gives you a chance to put your business name up there and everybody see your business name sponsoring each of the target areas. So we have some contact information. The gentleman in our fire department that's heading up getting this all together is Ron Hendricks, and his email is rhendricks, H-E-N-D-R-I-X, at bryantx.gov. You can also call him at 281-782-6323. And we hope to be able to put that on the website as well for WTAW, so you can read it there. And you mentioned the really good news about Ricky making it out of the hospital and moving to some temporary housing quarters that are next to the hospital. So he can go back and forth for daily rehab, and we're very, very happy about that. Mitch is progressing. He had a recent more skin grafting surgery, but the prognosis was good. Very painful surgeries, but we're really hoping that he may get past this and into the treatment rehabbing phase soon.
Keep looking at the Bryan Fire Department's Facebook page. It's great to see the school classes and others with the big notes and banners, and as well as the other updates about how the guys are doing.
Oh yeah, this stuff is great. We encourage that stuff because that just keeps them in better spirits, and with everything they're going through. All this support that they've been having is what's really helping them and their families hold on during this period of time. We really appreciate all the support.
One other note from the Facebook page, too. I think it's Mitch. We had been identifying him as the probationary fireman, but he passed his one-year anniversary, and now the phrase probationary is no longer part of his title.
That's right. That has been dropped from his title.
Very good. Anything else before we wrap up today?
Well, we are working on a couple of fires. 1227 Eureka back on March the 6th. We're still investigating that. That was a suspicious fire. We're still investigating that fire. And we're still investigating the 1710 Briarcrest fire back in June. The Seafood Mamas that burnt down, the old Oxford Street. And that one is also a suspicious fire that we're still looking at. And if anybody has any information on those, feel free to contact us at the Fire Marshal's office, 209-5960, or they can email me at wbose@bryantx.gov.
Very good. Have a great holiday weekend.
Well, you too.
William Bowes, the Bryan Fire Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.